In a nod to all things German, we explore how a new arts group, Hawaii Arts Lab, is taking some risks with German composer Robert Schumann's Tale of the Heart and Heartbreak. It's entitled Dichte Liebe. It's a man's take on a breakup. But as they say, there are always two sides of a story.
I will not hate, although my heart is torn. I saw my dreams, and so the blackness and dark void of your heart, and so the fire must strike down all your love.
Dichte Liebe, A Descent into Love, will open at a new hot spot, the Entrepreneur Sandbox in Kaka'ako, next to the medical school. The twist on this performance is that it'll be performed in English, German, and Hawaiian, with new commissioned pieces, and will include a woman's perspective. We sat down with artistic director Maka'i Nash to find out about this buzz on the new production.
We're looking at doing experiential things. So when you walk through that door, that's when your experience with us starts. It's not you wait for the curtain to go up. So it's different in all those ways, and even more, because we're adding multiple art forms together all at the same time.
So you really want to push the envelope here.
I want to push it as far as we possibly can go, yeah.
And so tell us about this first production.
This first production is called Dichte Liebe. It's Songs of Love, and it's an old song cycle from 1840, and it was written by Robert Schumann, and he wrote this, I don't know, breakup cycle that is so reverent, because, I mean, some of the songs are 30 seconds long, and they're angry, and then they're reverent, and then they are reliving a memory, and then they are happy, kind of what happens when we are really going through a difficult breakup. But we never hear from her. We've never heard from her. So what we're doing is we've commissioned four new songs, Hawaiian Mele, that we are inserting into the cycle as her response to what he's saying.
So you're doing a little experimentation here.
Just a little bit, yes.
But that's neat that you've commissioned new work.
Commissioned brand new work. And it's actually the first Hawaiian art song cycle ever created. And a cycle is just a group of songs that either go together or tell a story. So it's kind of exciting. And we have Pomaika'i Lyman, who's the granddaughter of Auntie Genoa Keawe, singing the four songs. It's going to be great. And Jace Zaplan from university wrote them.
And so you're launching this also at a new venue.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Entrepreneur Sandbox is a really cool venue owned by Box Jelly, or at least run by Box Jelly. And it has, I don't know, 60-foot ceilings, 100-foot ceilings, windows on all sides. It's in Kaka'ako, right next to the medical school. And it's just a perfect space. I took an opera singer in there to go look at it, maybe 3 months ago, and she started singing in it, and it just rang like crazy. So it has beautiful, beautiful acoustics, and they are very amenable to having lots of performances in there, and it's just a great location. I mean, Kaka'ako is that new happening.
Yes, it's
happening
hip.
Place.
It's
yeah.
Edgy.
Mm-hmm.
And now a new performing space.
Yes, among many. You know, Impact Hub is also doing something with their space, but I think this one's going to get a lot of play. So it's really nice.
So tell us more about this production, though. I mean, did you have to get any special permission to play around with the storyline or what?
Thank God, no. Robert Schumann's luckily been gone for many, many years. So all we did was we just kind of looked at it. And, you know, music and art has kind of been very misogynistic, right, for centuries, not really giving the woman the chance to speak and to respond. So we thought it would be nice to finally have her come in. And the whole thought behind it is that if we take it to another city or if we take it to another performance, a different singer will come in and sing four different songs. And that'll be her story. So what we've done is we've crafted the story of the woman who's going to sing it. So that's her response to what this breakup. Because the breakup is luckily nebulous enough that you don't really know what happened. This is Pomaika'i's story a little bit, you know, and how she feels about things and how she thinks about things. So it's great. And if we go somewhere else, maybe it'll be four jazz songs. If we go somewhere else, maybe it'll be four Baroque songs.
But you know, she's got a lovely voice.
She's got a fantastic voice. We're so lucky to have her.
Yeah, I think the last time I saw her, she was at the Iolani Palace Throne Room.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
And it was on a night tour, and it was just an incredible evening. But I can see she's going to do some magic for this production.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and there's going to be a dancer as well, dancing, and there's going to be a small art exhibition, which is part of the experience when you're waiting for the show to start.
Now, when you say art exhibition, is it tied into this theme as well?
Yes. Which is not hard, luckily, because almost everything is about love anyways in life. So whether it's breakup or being in love. Yeah.
And so when you start a new theater group or a performance group or whatever you want to call it, an arts group, what about the, you know, the funding? And is it just getting a bunch of kindred spirits in the room, a bunch of creative people, and they just go kind of nuts or what?
Yeah, it's a good question, but it's actually a funny story because when we started it, we looked at the grant process and we were told, you're not going to get any grants this first year. So what we ended up doing was writing a grant just to get the puzzle pieces in place. And for a series called the Speakeasy Series, which we're going to start this year because we got the grant. And it was a shock to us, and we had not planned it. So we had planned this entire season without it. And then we got the news that we got the grant. So we had to add four new productions into the season. And it's a good problem to have. You know, it means somebody's interested in what we're doing. And that's going to be a fun program as well.
Okay, so will it be at the Sandbox?
No, I can't tell you where it's at because it's going to be, it's a speakeasy. So it's one of those things we're going to give you that location 24 hours in advance. And the first one's December 6th, I believe. Yes. And you can buy tickets. It will be in town. We won't truck you out to Haleiwa.
Okay, but now what about for the neighbor islands? I mean, are you going to go to the neighbor islands?
Absolutely, yeah. That's why we're called Hawaii Arts Lab. We definitely want to travel to the other islands. So then that just requires applying for those grants, you know, the family foundations in Maui and the state foundation for culture and arts here as well. It's just a matter of growing into it and not trying to get there too fast.
And now, as far as the launch for this space, I mean, your performance is going to christen, I would imagine, that facility then, right?
Surprisingly, they've already had a number of events there.
No kidding.
Yeah, Improv Hawaii was did one of their events there, and there's been a couple of others that have been there.
So it's kind of soft opening, I guess.
It's kind of a soft opening, but they are officially launching October 10th, and we are going to be October 18th, 19th, and 20th. They have projection, they have audio already in it. Because we're doing classical voice is always unamplified. And with Pomaika'i, I don't think there's going to be much of an issue because it's a rather shallow space, but it's just very tall. And I think the resonance is going to carry all the way through. And we're bringing a piano into it as well. So it'll be a beautiful, beautiful sound in there. It's concrete and wood and tall ceilings and windows, so.
And it's grand.
It's grand, yeah, and brand new.
And so, gosh, as far as then other groups that, let's say, might want to take advantage of this facility, I mean, how does that work for performance fees and I don't know?
Yeah, you just have to get in touch with the facility manager at Entrepreneur Sandbox, and they can give you all the details. But they have really fair rates and very easy to work with, and they've been a dream, quite honestly, so far.
Okay, so your grant was able to cover all of that then?
The grant doesn't cover this opening launch. We have a couple of other grants for this one, but the grant does our Speakeasy series.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So then what about as far, did you have to do a GoFundMe campaign to kind of get this production off the air, basically, or off the ground?
Yeah, like a kind of a personal one, right? So we had to go and we did apply for some grants, and we did receive grants for this as well. And then it's just a little bit of, we've had a lot of luck with, because I guess we're new with vendors gifting things to us. You know, for that exchange on our program and such. So we have a lot of things that we're lucky enough that we don't have to pay for right now. And we're glad about that. So we have all the alcohol for the bar taken care of and the pianos taken care of. And it's just a matter of now getting people in the seats.
Okay. All right. Fledging group promising to push the envelope.
Yes, always.
and we're going to love it, right?
Yes, absolutely. And right. I look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Maka'i Nash studied at McGill University and trained in Vienna, Paris, and Italy. He returned home after a 20-year career abroad as an operatic vocal coach and pianist. Dicta Libre runs October 18th, 19th, and 20th. For links about times and tickets, head to our website.